2015, some of us raised concern about the long-term effect of the statute establishing TBAS for the as a bank. Basically, the law states that TBAS will not have to pay corporate taxes like NZ and BOH, doesn't require to have FDIC insurance, and requiring all ASG authority and government to bank as TBAS. Let me ask you this. Why would a private bank would want to do business as American Samoa given the lopsided playing field? I mean, basically, you know, everything is all toward TBAS. And so I guess the question is, who wants to invest in American Samoan banking if, as long as we have this statute in there? We need to revisit the statute or what? But